Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalmi Ervin, Daf Chaf Aleph, and we're starting about the seventh line with a quote from the Mishnah by Arvin Linus Briyayin and Vilnius Rus Davis on Yotes Omer Bay is near the end. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarabas, Riyaka Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah had said, Arvin Linus Briyayin, we can make an heir for another with wine. And we had explained this already in the Mishnah, as the Gemara says, Shekain Achar Rilishtoise, because somebody else could drink it, even though the Nazir is not able to drink it, somebody else could. And the Mishnah had also said, Ali Yisrael but Truma, we can make an heir for Yisrael with Truma, even though he can't eat it, Shekain Kain Roy Lachila, because a Kain's able to eat it, and Lukaima Besa Pras. Now really those three words should be taken out of the Girsa because we're still discussing wine for Nazir and Truma for Yisrael. And pay attention to the big Girsa changes that we're going to have over here. Masnisa Deloi Ke Beis Shammai. The Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai. And here we're going to add in a whole line that we don't have in the Gemara. De Beis Shammai on Beis Shammai says, Ain Ma'arvin L'Nazir Yayin Uli Yisrael B'Truma. We're not able to make an heir for Nazir with wine and for Yisrael with Truma, and that's because Chananya Omer. Chananya says that Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai holds Ain Ma'arvin L'Adam Elim Kain Hayu Klei Tashmish Hasham. We can't make an heir for person unless his clay tashmish, all of his different utensils and things that he needs are over there. In other words, Beis Shammai holds, it's not enough just to put down some food and that's your Eruv. You actually have to bring all of your stuff that you need on Shabbos to the place wherever your Eruv is. And that's according to Beis Shammai. You can't make an Eruv for Nazir with wine or for Yisrael with Truma because that person himself is not able to eat it. And the Gemara continues, Sumchas ke Beis Shammai. Sumchas of our Mishnah, he holds like Beis Shammai. Titanim, because in our Mishnah we had said, Sumchas Omer Bechulin, take out the word af, we had taken it out in the Mishnah as well, that Sumchas holds they were only allowed to make an Eruv for Yisrael with Chulin and not with Truma. So clearly we see that Sumchas holds like Beis Shammai. We go on to the next part of the Mishnah where we had said L'Kain Beis HaPras, that we can make an Eruv for Kain in a Beis HaPras. And remember we had said that a Beis HaPras is an area that used to have a kever, a grave, but then it got plowed over and we don't know where it is, or if there's a piece of bone that's very small that might be Matami, a person who walks over it, therefore Kain's not even walk into a Beis HaPras because he might become Tamei. However, since there is a technical possibility for him going into here if he really has to, namely, he can bend over and blow the floor in front of him, pushing away all the dirt and little particles that might be there. And so there is this ability for him to be able to get his Eruv. That's when we could make an Eruv for him in his Beis HaPras. And the Gemara continues, Me'ata, from here would say, that Afilu Beis HaKvaris, that's the proper Girsa, we could even put down an Eruv in a Beis HaKvaris for a Kayin. Why is that? We know that a Kayin can't walk into Beis HaKvaris. And that's because there actually is a technical possibility of him getting there. Roy Hu Lavra Al Shvos, he could be over on Isra Drabanon, Veloichel, and end up eating his Eruv. Shekein Hu Roy because he can technically be brought into the Beis HaKvaris in a Shita Teva Migdal, which is some sort of box or chest or something like that, and make a hole in it, which is less than the size of a tefach, and to spear his food with some sort of pointed stick and eat it that way. Now what's this referring to? A bunch of different things going on over here. As we know, a Kain is not able to go into Beis HaKvaris. Why is that? So that's because of Tumas Oil. The moment he walks into the Beis HaKvaris, he's being Mahil. He's so to speak being a tent or a covering over the graves, and graves emit Tumas Mace, and he's not become Tomei Tumas Mace. Now, if he's carried into the Beis HaKvaris in a box, and he keeps all of his hands and feet inside the box, kind of like when you're in the trademark in the zoo, they say, keep your hands and feet inside the train. It's the same thing, as long as he keeps his hands and feet inside the box, and he's carried into the Beis HaKvaris, he actually would not become Tomei, because his box protects the Tuma from getting to him. The problem is, how would he get his food? If he sticks his hand outside to get the food, he becomes Tomei. And that's what we had said, he can make a hole in the box, less than the size of a tefach, so the Tuma still can't come in. It's only if it's the size of a tefach, and then he'd put a thin little stick through this hole, poke his food, and bring it into him in the box, and then he could eat it that way without becoming tamei. Now, why are we saying that he's being over a shvos and Isra Drabanon? And that's because a Beis HaKvaris is considered a carmelist, and we know that's Isra Drabanon to bring something from a carmelist to yourself if you're not in the carmelist. But the reason why l'chatchilo this would be permitted is because of another thing which we have not yet mentioned, and that is that in order for an Erev to be valid, we look at one time period, namely Bein HaShmashas. Bein HaShmashas, Erev Shabbos, is when the Erev has to be valid, and if it was valid then, so it's valid for the whole Shabbos. And there's a unique din that a person is allowed to be over an Isra Drabanon during Bein HaShmashas. On Shabbos, of course you're not allowed to be over Isra Drabanon, but since it's Bein HaShmashas, it's that time in between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, l'chatchila one is allowed to do a Shvos, and therefore, as we just explained in great detail, there is this technical possibility of a Kayin being able to be brought into Beis HaKvaris in this box, putting a little stick through a tiny little hole to take his food, Bein HaShmashas, and then his Erev would be valid. And moving on to Halacha Beis, continue to discuss. The Mishnah says, Ma'arvin b'demai, we can make an Erev with demai, which as we know is produce that comes from an Am Aretz, and we're not so sure whether or not it had Meiser taken off of it. And the reason why we can make an Erev with demai is because we know that poor people, Aniyim, are allowed to eat demai, and there's a technical possibility that he could become poor. How is that? By being Mafker all as Nechasim. If he declares everything that he has ownerless, so then he's poor and he's allowed to have demai, so therefore he can make an Erev with demai. The Mishnah continues, Masarishin Shinel Trumasai, he can make an Erev with Masarishin, the Trum was taken taken off, umasrshinim hektish shniftu, and with masrshinim hektish that were properly redeemed. Furthermore, hakayhanim bchalal b'truma, kayhanim can make an erev with chal and truma. And the chiddush over here is just to emphasize that this is according to everyone, even according to the previous mishnah, which was sumchas that a yisrael is not allowed to make an erev with truma. Here we're talking about a kayin making an erev with truma and chala, so that's totally valid. Avol, however, says the mishnah, loy b'tevel loy b'masrshin shaloy netu truma say. A person can't make an erev with tevel, which is something that didn't have any truma, so ma'aser was taken off of it, and not with ma'aser rishon that didn't have the truma taken off. V'loy ma'aser sheni v'hektish shaloy niftu, and not with ma'aser sheni or hektish that weren't properly redeemed. Another din, hashaleches eruvay biyad cher shayt v'katan. A person sends his eruv with a cher shayt or katan, oy biyad misha'ina ma'ad be'eruv, or to somebody who doesn't agree with the whole concept of eruv. For example, a tzeduki or a kusi, they don't believe in this whole concept of eruv. So then, einu eruv, it's not a valid eruv. However, im amar la'acher l'kabli menu, if he had told somebody else to accept it from this person whom he was sending it with, hareza eruv, it is a valid eruv. And the Gemara is going to discuss how that works. The Gemara begins by talking about the first part of the Mishnah, ma'arvin b'demai, u'masurisha mechulu. So Rav Yaakov Jeremiah Abai, Rav Yaakov Jeremiah asked the following question, masnisa d'loike b'shamai, is our Mishnah not like b'shamai? When the Mishnah says that you could make an eruv with demai, is that not like b'shamai? Perhaps b'shamai does not agree to this whole idea that we explained, that there's a technical possibility of a person making himself an ani by being mafker all of his possessions, and that's why he's allowed to make an eruv with demai. And why would we say this? Chafal fam beis on the top, detaninan, we have a Mishnah that says, v'shal demai, what about using an esroig of demai? B'shamai paisin u'bethil machshirin. B'shamai says possible, b'shil says kosher. B'shil is machshir, because there's a technical possibility of making himself poor, and then he's able to use the esroig of demai, whereas b'shamai says, you can't do it, because you can't have this demai esroig right now. And so we clearly see that b'shamai doesn't hold to this svara by esroig, but maybe that's only there, which is a dairaisa, but when we're talking about eruv, which is only derabanan, maybe b'shamai would agree to this svara, and wouldn't have an answer to this question. And we just continue quoting this mishnah, v'shal ma'aser sheni b'yerushalayim lo yitol. If a person has a ma'aser sheni esroig in Yerushalayim, he l'chatchila is not allowed to use it. That's because by him handling it, it ruins it, and that's considered ruining ma'aser sheni, but v'im not al kasher. If he did end up using it, it's kasher, and he's yotzei his mitzvah. We continue discussing, Rav Sheshes says, b'shem Rav Chiya Rabba, tevel sheyesh all of tenai, if a person has tevel that he made a tenai on, mutl tataloi, he's able to move it. This means that Erev Shabbos, this was tevel, it didn't have any truma so ma'aser separated, but he made a tenai stipulating that 2% of it is truma, and 10% of the remaining is ma'aser, and let's say another 10% of the remaining is ma'aser sheni, and 10% of ma'aser rishon is truma's ma'aser, so he's allowed to move it around on Shabbos, even though part of it is truma, and we know that truma's muksa to him, he's still allowed to move it. Kate said, why is that? How is that possible? The moment he officially designates part of it as truma, so it becomes usher to him. And the answer is, he simply looks at part of it, has in mind that that's going to be the truma part, but he doesn't actually stipulate anything clearly, and then he's able to eat the rest, and then whatever is left over is truma. But now he doesn't need to carry it anymore, because he already finished eating the rest of it. Continue to discuss Ma'aser Sheni. V'tani, we have a b'raisa, b'shamai says, ein ma'arv the Ma'aser Sheni b'Yerushalayim, no making an erev with Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Now we have to add into the girsa, u'beis hil imrim ma'arvin. Beis hil says, we could make an erev with Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And our Rav Yirmi clarifies, hadadat amar be'erei chatzeros, that which we said, that we can make an erev with Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, is erei chatzeros. Aval be'erei tchumen, but if he wants to make erev tchumen, obviously if he's in Yerushalayim, and he wants to extend his tchum to walk outside Yerushalayim, he can't put his erev down there, because we know that Ma'aser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and once he takes it out of Yerushalayim, he can't eat it anymore. And therefore, the only way to make an erev tchumen with Ma'aser Sheni, says the Gemara, Tani, that's proper gears, we have a braisa, Shenasan eruvai be Yerushalayim. He has to place his eruv in Yerushalayim. In other words, if he's outside Yerushalayim more than 2,000 amas and he wants to be able to walk into Yerushalayim on Shabbos, then he would place his Ma'aser Sheni eruv in Yerushalayim, Shiyachalas lechosham, that would now enable him to go up and eat it in Yerushalayim, because again, it's Ma'aser Sheni. Now we go back to discuss the end of the Mishnah, which had said that he can't give his eruv to Cher Shait of a Katan. Shmuel Amar Shmuel clarifies, Keben Teisha Keben Eser Eruvai Eruv. If you give it to a child who's 9 or 10 years old, then it actually is a valid Eruv. And that's because we know that a child of 9 or 10 is already at the age that he understands commerce, he grasps what it means to buy and sell something, and actually his kinyan is valid if he's kind of something for himself, and therefore you could give a child of 9 or 10 your Eruv, and he could set that down for you and it would be valid. Now Rabbi Yosef further clarifies, Hadad the Tamer Be'ervei Tchumen. This is only said by Ervei Tchumen, which has to do with kinyan. As we said, you're being kind of your makam shvisa, you're acquiring a place, that's where I'm living for Shabbos. As a 9 or 10 year old is able to acquire something, so he can make this erev for you. Avol be'erei chatzeros, but when it comes to erev chatzeros, afilu katan, even a child who's younger than 9 or 10 is able to make the erev for you. And that's because erev chatzeros doesn't have to do with kinyan, it's mishum dira. It's all about just determining where are we all living. As we had explained, when everyone gives food into the communal basket and is placed in somebody's house, it's considered like they're all living there in some way or another. There's no kinyan happening. And therefore, katan, who's younger than 9 or 10 is able to go around and collect this food. Rabbi Yeshua says as follows, why do we make an Erev Chatzeros? If we already made Shitufei Mavois, that means that all the different people from different Chatzeros that share the same Mavoi chipped in and put some food together in a basket. There's no reason to also make Erev Chatzeros that was already accomplished by the Shitof. So why do the Erev Chatzeros anyway? Because of Darkei Shalom, listen to this story, says the Gemara. There's a story with a woman, she was an enemy of her friend. They lived in the same Chatzer. She sent her Eruv, this enemy of hers, with her son. Even though she didn't like her, you still got to join in the Eruv together. So she sent her son to her enemy with some bread for the Eruv Chatzeros. What did the other woman do? Naste, she took the son, Ugafafte, and she hugged him, Vinashakte, and she kissed him. And then also, Amar Kumiyime, this kid came back and he told his mother what the supposed enemy did. And Amar, the lady, said, Hachin Havas Rachmali, she really loves me that much. V'lai Avina Yada, I didn't know that. Mitach Kach Asu Shalom, and because of that, they made peace. And Adar Dechsev, that's understanding the Pasuk, Darchi Noyam V'chon Sivasa Shalom, its road is one of pleasantness, and its pathways are all peace, meaning when a person keeps Torah mitzvahs, that only engenders and causes more peace. We now discuss the very end of the Mishnah, Hashalech Hasei Ruvei Bi'ad Cher Shaita V'Katan V'chulu. We had said, if a person sends his heir for the Cher Shaita V'Katan, it's not valid. However, the person is just delivering it to somebody else, so then it is valid. And the Gemara clarifies how that works. Amar Blazer, Blazer explains, V'tzarech Lamoid Imai, he has to stand with him, which basically means he has to watch the Cher Shaita V'Katan deliver his Eruv to the guy who is supposed to be receiving it for him, or he could pick up the phone and call him, or get some sort of confirmation from him later on saying that he received the Eruv. And that's because we're afraid that if he doesn't confirm it, that the Eruv never actually made its way where it was supposed to. But now the Gemara says, Taman Amar Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rav Sheshes, over there Rabbi Yosef said the name of Rav Sheshes, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yosef said B'Shem Rav Avon, Bar Mil Chaver, if a guy tells his friend, Harani Ma'aser Al Yadcha, I'll take off Ma'aser for you, no problem. Einet Sar Chlamad Imai, he doesn't have to stand with him, which means he doesn't have to confirm that the friend actually took off Ma'aser, and he could trust that he did it. But V'Hachat Amar Hachin, over here you're saying this, here you're saying that if you made up with another guy, that he's going to take your Eruv for you from the person whom you're sending it with, and he's going to set it down for you, that you do have to double check that everything went fine. What's the difference between Ma'aser and Eruv? And so Chapei Zomar Alpha on top, Amar Chia Barada, he answers, Kan Begadol, Bekan Bekatan. In the case of the Ma'aser, it's with a Gadol saying it. When a Gadol says, I'll take off Ma'aser for you, you could trust him. But in the case of the Mishnah, we're talking about a Katan. The guy's sending his Eruv with a Cher Shaiter Katan, you can't trust that it actually happened. So you either have to be Oimed Imai, which means follow him, see him, watch him, or pick up the phone and call the guy afterwards to make sure everything was beseder. However, Acha B'Shem Rav Chinana says, Vafilu Tamar Kan V'Kan B'Gadol, Kan V'Kan B'Katan. Even if you want to say that both Ma'aser in our case are talking about a Gadol or talking about a Katan, there's still a very big difference. Taman over there with Ma'aser, B'Oimer Loi, Harani Ma'aser Al Yadcha. As with the person volunteered, I'll do it on my own. I'll take off Ma'aser, you don't have to worry. So in that case, She'en Yitzar Chlamad Imai, he doesn't have to stand with him because he could trust him that he did it since he volunteered. Baram Hacha over here with Eruv, B'Oimer Loi, it's where he asked him, he told him, he sent him on a mission, Arev Al Yadi, I want you to make an Eruv for me. And in this case, even though he's a Gadol, he still has to double check and pick up the phone and call, was the Eruv all set up, is everything fine? Because again, he was asked to do it for him, he didn't offer to do it on his own. And that's what the Gemara concludes with, Hadai Yalfa Menahiva, Hi Yalfa Menada, we can learn this from that and that from this. And we explain, Hadai Yalfa Menahi, that can be learned from this, and pay attention to the Girsa switch, Shim Amar Loi, if he tells him, Ani Ma'arev Al Yadcha, I'll do the Eruv for you, you don't have to worry. She'en Yitzar Chlamad Imai, he doesn't have to confirm with him afterwards, because the guy offered to do the Eruv, Hi Yalfa Menada, we learn that from this, that Shim Amar Loi, if he tells him, Aser Al Yadi, please take off Ma'aser for me, Shutzar Chlamad Imai, that he has to confirm with him afterwards that it happened, because here he was asked to take off Ma'aser, and he didn't offer to do it on his own. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah with Halacha Gimel, continue to discuss Eruv. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.